do this before we go to the Word. Let me have every head bowed, every eye closed just for a moment. Let's go do a little fishing. Maybe you've come into this place tonight. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We're giving you an invitation to make right with Jesus tonight. If you were to die right now, where would you go? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus loved us so much that He came and died on the cross so that we don't have to die. He went to hell, stripped the devil of all his power and authority, so we don't have to go to hell. Jesus paid the price for all of that. Maybe you've come into this place tonight, you've never given your heart to Jesus. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Maybe you've come into this place tonight, maybe you have given your heart to the Lord, but you're not serving Him like you should be. Grown a little cold. Tonight you can rededicate your life and make a fresh start. Rather be on fire for God than lukewarm. Maybe you've come into this place tonight. Maybe the devil keeps lying to you, telling you you're not saved. Tonight you can make sure of your salvation. You don't have to live in that turmoil every day of wondering about salvation. You can know that you know that you know. Tonight, I am a born-again child of God. Those are the three invitations. You need to give your heart to Jesus for the first time. You need to rededicate your life. You need to make sure of your salvation. If there's anyone in this place here tonight that fits you, you can feel a tugging in your heart. I want you just to slip your hand up quickly and then take it back down. Anybody? Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Quickly, slip your hand up. All over the building. Anyone else? Let me say the summing up quickly. This is between you and God. This is not between you and your neighbor, your wife, your husband, friends. It's not about what they think. You might say, well, I don't want to raise my hand because I don't know what they're going to think about me. It's not about what they think. It's about you and God. It's about you being in right standing with God Almighty. If you were to die right now, where would you go? You have to know without a shadow of a doubt, I'd go to be with Jesus. I feel God's tugging at the hearts of the believers here, different people here. Some are not serving God like they should be. We don't have to know the details. This has got nothing to do with us. This is between you and God. I want to pray a prayer for you, and I want to pray a prayer with you. If you haven't raised your hand, you feel like God's talking to you right now, just quickly put your hand up across the building. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Quickly, slip your hand up. I want to include you in this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody to look at me quickly. Yes, what I'm going to do. Come here, sir. You raised your hand. Come here. Come here, sir. Come right over here. Is there anyone else I couldn't see at time? If you raised your hand and I didn't see you, just quickly come out of wherever you are and come stand down over here with me. I'm going to pray with you and I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else that needs to make right with Jesus? Amen. We're not in a hurry. We want to take some time over this because this is eternity. Yes. Amen. This is eternity. Listen, going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Are you listening to me? Going to church does not make you a Christian. And if you're not 100% sure, this is your time, this is your moment to come. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. He's still tugging. I still feel Him tugging at the hearts of people. We're just going to wait a moment more. Amen. Still tugging at the hearts of people. Hallelujah. See, to me, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And not to exclude you at all, but listen, there's another generation that God's going to raise up. There's a younger generation that God's going to raise up that's going to carry revival across the nation and around the world. And when we start to see young men like this coming in to the kingdom, coming to give their heart to the Lord or rededicate their life or make sure, let me tell you what, God's raising people up. Are you listening to me? God's raising people up. Amen. The Lord told me one day, he said, some of the greatest ministries that'll shake nations, they're not even born again yet. That's what he told me. He said, I'm going to still save people. They're living in the world. I'm still going to save them. And they're going to shake whole nations for me. Think about that one. Amen. Think about that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll wait another moment. Amen. Just make sure. Just make sure. If you feel you need to come, but you don't want to come up here by yourself, just lean over to the person next door to you and ask them, you know, to bring you up. They'll come. They'll bring you. If they don't, just raise your hand and I'll go fetch you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, those down front, look at me quickly. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a prayer with you and for you. I'm going to have the whole congregation stretch your hands out towards you, and we're all going to pray this prayer together. And tonight, whatever it is, if you're giving your heart to Jesus for the first time, or you're making sure of your salvation, or you're rededicating your life, I'm going to believe that you have an encounter with God tonight that your life will never be the same. Amen. Your life will never be the same. Do you know what? Look at me. All of you, look at me. Jesus loves you, every one of you. And he loves you just the way you are. Amen. Loves you just the way you are. So raise your right hand to heaven. That's where your help comes from. Congregation, stretch your hands out towards these folks. And let's pray this prayer all together. Let's pray it with them. Say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. So, Father, right now, I confess, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Change me, Lord. Let me never be the same again. I thank you, Lord, from this moment on, that you are my Father. And I am your child. And when you come back for me, Lord Jesus, I'll be ready and waiting. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, for making me whole, for setting me completely free. Use me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands to heaven. And just thank him. Thank him. Give him praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for every one of these people right now. I thank you for the anointing that saturates their very being. That, Father God, they'll never be the same from this moment on. That's the power of God going right into you right now. That's the anointing. That's the anointing going right into you. Father, I thank you for the touch of heaven upon this young man. You raise him up, Lord, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the fire of God. Jesus' mighty name. That's it there. That's anointing. That's the power of God going right into you. Woo. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. My Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Supernatural touch of heaven. Supernatural touch of heaven. A supernatural touch of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the touch of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the touch of heaven. Let your anointing flow into these young men, Lord. Raise them up to be voices in the nation. Full of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the fire of God. Let them carry this anointing back to their schools, Lord. Everywhere they go, Jesus, let the touch of heaven be upon them. In the name of, that's it there right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. Touch him with a fresh anointing, Lord. There it is. There it is. Woo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Fresh anointing upon this young man, Lord. Raise him up to be a voice in the nation. Raise him up to shake. Let him be a nation shaker, Lord. Full of the Holy Ghost, full of the fire of God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Jesus. That's it there. That's it there. That's it there. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let that joy bubble out your belly. It'll sound like this. Ha, ha, ha. Try it. You know, what's stopping you? You make right with Jesus and then we just get him drunk at the same time. Amen. It's in the Bible. Woo, fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him all up, Lord. Hallelujah. I think somebody was going to take him back, right? Well, just wait till they get up off the floor and then you can take him back. Get some others to stand by, ready to take him back one by one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. You know, I don't know these young men and where they come from and if they've ever experienced the power of God before. I don't know. They might have not, but they are now. They are now. Amen. And you don't know. I'm telling you right now, you don't know what God's going to do in their life. See, you see this young man over here? Who does he belong to? How old is he? 9 years old. You know, I know young men today that are 23, 24, 25 years old that do what we do. They travel the nations around the world carrying revival fire. But back in 93, they were just 7, 8, 9 year old little kids running around in a meeting, getting touched by the power of God, spending time on the floor, getting full of joy. And 15, 20 years later, they're carrying the fire of God around the world. So you don't know what God does in their life and in their heart. You know, people say, well, we leave our kids, get a babysitter, leave our kids at home. No, bring him. Let him drink of the new wine. My God, let him get happy. Let him get drunk in the Holy Ghost. If anything, our public schools need some kids that are full of the Holy Ghost. Hello. Then when they get taught the garbage they get taught, they can stand up and go, no, it's not in the Bible. Come on now. Amen. Let them be full of the Holy Ghost. Let them carry the anointing everywhere they go. All we need is a few kids in one school to be on fire for God and they start a revival somewhere in a school. Wouldn't that be amazing? Come on. I believe. I believe. Amen. Listen, this anointing of God works everywhere. On whosoever will. It works everywhere. I got invited. One year I was down in Florida. I got invited to go minister at a prison called Sumter Correctional. It's the worst prison in Florida. In actual fact, everybody that is messed up in other prison, they come to Sumter. And here's what they gave me. They gave me a revival, a Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday night, 3 nights in a row. Initially, they said, I've got an hour. I said, I can't have a revival in an hour. Unless we chop off the turkey's head. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. I can't have a revival in an hour. But I said, if you can give me like 2.5 hours, we can do this. And so they did. They gave me 2.5 hours in a prison. We packed that chapel out. Let me tell you what. We had a Holy Ghost blowout. A few hundred gave their heart to the Lord. The place was jam-packed. In actual fact, the guards would come in and do counts on the guys. And I would watch the guards. They would do the count like this. They would look at me and then count a little more, look at me. And then they would go back and count. It's like they didn't want to leave. And I prayed. There were bodies all over. And I'm talking about, you know, murderers. I'm talking about, you know, the hardened criminal. And they're all on the floor, drunk in the Holy Ghost, full of joy, under the pews, drunk in the Holy Ghost. I get to the back of the chapel, and the one guard says to me, he said, come over here, let me talk to you. I went over to him. He said, I want what they got. But he said, it's against the law for me to lie on the floor in the midst of prisoners. I can't do that. So I said, don't worry, we'll hold you up. So I called a couple of my guys around. I said, hold him up, don't let him go down. And we laid hands on him and power of God fell on him. He got drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And testimony is still coming out of that prison today. Oh, we know somebody that's in there. And still today, the testimony is coming out of that prison. How God shook that place. So I can tell you right now, if you have a prison ministry, get full of the Holy Ghost, take the fire with you, lay hands on everybody. Amen. I went to another prison in Florida, and here's what happened. I was about to start teaching. There were bodies all over the floor. I was about to start teaching the word. I didn't got to the word yet. And I looked at the chaplain, and he looked a little concerned. And so I'm like, well, what's up, you know? And so he came and he said, well, the head count is wrong, and they have to have all these inmates go outside, line up, and they're going to do a head count. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Let them do that. So they came, pulled these inmates on the floor, pulled them off the ground, and then they walked them, carried them out the door. They lined them up. I could see them out there. It was the first time my congregation ever, all of them walked out at the same time. Hello. And so they did the head count out there. And then, listen to me carefully, they came back in the door, and those inmates that were being carried out and carried in, they brought them and laid them down in the exact same places, like this, put them down on the ground, and then went back and sat in the exact same seats. Joy hit everybody, and it's like I was in the Matrix, you know, like we paused real life, we did some stuff, and then we just unpaused real life, and they just carried on. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But I can tell you right now, you can take revival and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost into the prison. They need it. And listen, when you minister there, you have a captive audience. Amen. Hallelujah. How you all doing? Are you happy? Wonderful. Well, listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we have you all stand up? Follow this dear gentleman over here. I believe they have some books in that they want to give you. Then you can come right back in the meeting. And this way, young man. Right over here. Just follow him out this way. And then I'm going to pray for you again at the end of the meeting, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Have you found that already? Or did I not tell you to go there? I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm just a little lost, amen. I'm somewhere in Florida in a prison seeing drunk people. Listen, there are people that are crying out for God. They're crying out for the anointing. Crying out for the anointing. I'm not even talking about church people. I'm talking about people in prisons and all over. There are people that are crying out for something real. And you and I have something real to give. That's why it is imperative that we, the believer, get so full of the Holy Ghost that everywhere we go, the anointing of God flows out of us. To touch the hearts and lives of people out there in the highways and the byways. Amen. Understand something. When you're touching somebody by the anointing, it's not you. It's God working through you. Amen. Will there be a time that you get rejected? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But you've got to understand they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus. Come on now. Verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's a freedom. There's a freedom in the presence of God Almighty. I told those inmates in one of those meetings, I said, let me tell you what, you might be incarcerated, but you are more freer than a lot of Christians that I've met that are living out there. They were free in the Spirit. They were free to receive and fellowship with God Almighty. And the miracles that God did for them right there in the prison astounded me, amazed me. Because there were some guards that would try to come against them, and then they couldn't do anything. They try to take away all their preaching tapes and everything. Try to take it all away, and then they're given right back. Well, you listen to me. It's like God had his hands on them. I love the liberty. I love the freedom of the Holy Ghost. You know, we can err on the side of religion and tradition and miss everything that God has in store. Religion doesn't go with revival. Man's structure doesn't go with revival. We can't structure a meeting and have it all planned out and then call it revival. Revival is like a suddenly. That's what it is. It's like a suddenly. Revival is not something you plan. I don't plan in the meeting when joy is going to come. Because when I get up, joy is there. And joy can manifest at any time joy wants to. Hello. And joy does manifest any time joy wants to. Joy doesn't wait for me. Hello. Why? Because I'm not in control of joy. Hello. I might be the carrier of joy, but I'm not in control of joy. And the Holy Spirit is. And what the Holy Spirit is doing is he's looking, he's seeking, he's looking for the hungry, he's looking for the thirsty. He's looking for ones that need some medication. Hello. And if you're sitting next door to somebody that gets joy, don't worry about it. It's all good. Maybe you want to slide down the pew and sit a little closer to them, and maybe that joy will jump off of them and jump on you. Listen, we're always going to have an opportunity to lose the joy. Always. Every day, something's going to happen. Devil's going to try to discourage you about something. Come on now. You're always going to have an opportunity to lose the joy. I've met people that have been full of joy, and you meet them 6 months later, and they look like they don't even know what joy is. Hello. When the Spirit of the Lord is in the house, then there's liberty, then there's freedom. Then there's something that can happen in the hearts and lives of the believers. I show up at a place and place a demand on the anointing. I tell the Holy Spirit every meeting, you better show up. Because if you don't show up, we're going to have a dead meeting. That's what I tell the Holy Spirit. I tell him, you better show up. Because if you don't, we'll have a dead meeting because I'm not going to do anything. I'll just stand there. I'll wait. Because I'm not responsible, and I'm not going to be held responsible for what God does in the house. Hello. I'm just the donkey braying in this barn here tonight. But I'm not responsible. I might be a carrier of the anointing, but it's not my anointing, it's God's anointing. I might be a carrier of joy, but it's not my joy, it's His joy. It's the joy of the Lord. And I can tell you right now, God's not a respecter of persons. There's not a person in the house that God doesn't want to touch tonight in this place. Not a person in the house. On the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place in one accord. We're in one place. Could we get in one accord? If we got in one accord, we might not go home tonight. Hello. We might be leaving this place in the morning, going straight onto the streets. Hello. Carrying the fire of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly thousands of people getting saved on the streets in Fort Worth. Come on. What happened on the day of Pentecost? They went out the next morning and thousands got saved. And the people that did see them accused them of drinking sweet intoxicating wine. But all they had been doing was hanging out with the Holy Ghost. Hello. All we're doing in these meetings is hanging out with the Holy Ghost. Come fill me. Come fill me, Lord. Come saturate me. Come touch me. I don't want to be the same. I want you to take me on from glory to glory. Deeper depths, Lord, higher heights. You've got to change me on the inside. It's a cry of desperation. It's a cry of hunger. Don't want to settle where I'm at right now. Don't want to stop where I'm at right now. Want to go in deeper. I've always said this and I've always declared this, that as the years go by, people that have known me in the 90s must not recognize me in the 2000s. 5 years from now, they must not recognize me because I must be on more. I must be more on fire for God 5 years from now than what I am right now. And I've never had God let me down. There's never been a meeting that He's never showed up. Hello. He always shows up, heals people, sets them free, delivers them, touches them, puts marriages back together. That's why I tell people, whatever you need, you can get it right there in the house tonight, whatever it is. You know, we might not be doing a marriage seminar yet tonight, but you can get healed. Your marriage can get healed right in this place. Hello. Look, and we've pastored churches before, and so we know all about counseling. My God. Pastor Bob, I never appreciated pastors until I started to pastor myself. And I went, oh my God, how do they do this? Hello. If you don't do it by the anointing and by the Spirit, maybe that's why some of them check out. And I've sat and we've marriage counseled. In actual fact, I encourage every Christian couple to at least counsel somebody else, some other couple. Because then you'll look at your wife and you'll look at your husband and go, my God, I love you so much. Jesus. Every time we counsel couples and they will leave the office and then I close the door, I look at my wife and say, honey, come here. I love you so much, baby. Love you. I love you. I love you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel so sorry for that man that was in the office. And then my wife, she says, honey, I love you so much. I feel so sorry for that lady that was in the office. How did I even get onto that? But anyway, that was just a little sidetrack we took. Amen. But listen, there's nothing we can do without the anointing. There's nothing we can do. Because what it does is it brings freedom. It brings freedom. The liberty that we experience in the presence of God, it goes against the grain or against the thought of the religious. Because they don't like the liberty and the freedom, they like the structure. Because it's something they can understand. I never question God and the move of His Spirit. And I don't try to see people on the floor drunk in the Holy Ghost, full of joy, and then I question, well, why? I know why, because it's God. And it's joy. And obviously they need it. Because it's medicine. But I don't question God and what He does. I don't need to know anything. Oh, you listen to me. I just need to know that when the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I look for the liberty. I look for the freedom. Sometimes we have to go after the religious spirit to get the freedom to come in. And it's almost like the Lord has given us an anointing to do just that. Hello. You know, I was in Kansas one year having revival, and I met with about six or seven pastors. We went out to a restaurant, and we were sitting at the table at a restaurant, eating, fellowshipping, talking about the move of God, talking about what God's doing in the area. And a lady walked sat down at the table on the far side of the table. She sat down. She looked at all of us, and she said, well, gentlemen, I need to be filled in on what's going on. So I looked over at her, Then I looked at the other pastors, because I had no clue who she was. I looked at the other pastors, and they looked very nervous. They looked very nervous. So, I'm waiting for them to respond, and nobody's responding. So I looked at her, I said, sorry, who are you? She said, I'm the local apostle and prophet of the area, and nothing gets done in this area without it going through me first. I mean, listen, that's all I needed. It was like an invitation. So I looked at the other ministers, and they're all pastor churches, and I looked at them, and they're all looking at me. Like, take care of this lady, would you? So I looked at her, I said, lady, I've got a little news for you. We're not running anything through you, by you, around you. I said, in actual fact, you have nothing to do with what God's doing here at the table and in these meetings. I don't know who you are. I said, I really don't like your heart, your attitude. I mean, I just laid it on the line. And then I looked at and then she was trying to mouth it, and I just said, shh. I said to the pastors, I said, you know, I think we're done here. I said, there was a great meal. I've enjoyed it. And we were actually going to wrap up in the next 5 minutes, but I thought I'd speed up the process. I said, man, you know, it's been great having fellowship with you guys, and food was great and that. And I said, I think we're done. I stepped up away from the table, and they all started getting up, and she was sitting there at the end of the table looking at us, and I said, come on, gents, let's go. And we walked out the door. I thought, my God. And this is in the country, you know, country towns, country churches, country pastors. And there's this one woman that's running the whole show. I'm like, not on my watch. I've been traveling for like 18 years in revival. I've never had to account to the local apostle and the local prophet and run by her what God's doing for her approval. I said, ain't going to happen, not on my watch. And we walked out the door. I said, forget about it. You know, 2 minutes later, she comes trudging out of the restaurant going to her car. And I'm standing out there going, no way. No way, Jose. Now, you might be able to run these other pastors into the ground and scare them, but me? I ain't there. That ain't going to happen. Are you listening to me? My God, I have the anointing of God on the inside of me. I have the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. He already told me all about you when you sat down at the table. Hello. Flake alert, flake alert. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. I didn't see any fruits. I suppose you'll also know them by their fruitiness, because I saw a little fruitiness. Are you listening? But you see, this is the way ministers will compromise, because somebody else will come in and steamroll over them and then control everything they do. Are you listening to me? I mean, I can't see your pastor allowing that to happen. Hell will have to freeze over before that happens, and you know hell's not going to freeze over. But there are many ministers that allow this pressure from outside to come and manipulate what God wants to do. I'm here to have revival. I'm not here to come answer to the local prophet and the local apostle and run everything through them that God wants to do in the house. And then if they approve, they say, oh, yeah, that'll be good. Not going to happen. Listen, I submit myself to other ministers all the time. I've got friends all over the country. I submit to them. While I'm in this house, I submit to Pastor Bob. And even if I wasn't in the house and I bumped him, I still submit to him. Oh, you listen to me. But I submit to people that love us and that move with the Holy Ghost and know, at least know God. than to submit to somebody that's going to manipulate and control, and then eventually you don't even have a revival because this person who's the local prophet has prophesied that this is not God. Hello. Listen, I don't care about a title. Everybody wants a title. I don't care about a title. Hello. You don't have to call me anything. I don't care what people call me. They've called me everything. They've even called me Rodney. Someone is sitting out there going, well, aren't you? No. No, no. You know, the breed of believer that God's raising up, when you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you're going to have a Holy Ghost boldness. You're going to have a Holy Ghost boldness that'll well up on the inside of you. That you can decree and declare. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to. You can speak by the Spirit. And see the signs and the wonders and miracles that Jesus wants to bring on this earth. The Bible goes on to say, verse 18, but says, but we all, with an open face, behold in a glass, or a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So listen to this. When we come into the presence of God, we are being changed from glory to glory to glory to glory. This is an ongoing process. An ongoing process. I don't care how many times you spent on the floor. Tonight's a new night. There's a piece of carpet somewhere in the building you haven't seen. Hello. And if there's something that God wants to do, is He wants to set people free. Even though we've been touched by the power of God, there's so much more that God wants to do. Even though we feel like we might have joy, a double portion will do you great. An increase of the anointing upon your life. That's what the Lord's doing in these meetings. He's increasing the anointing. Some of you are getting an anointing for business, for blessing, for financial blessing, for provision. Others, God's equipping for the ministry, for the full-time ministry. Hello. Some of you are going through a healing. Some of you are going through a healing. You come in here, some of you don't even know it. I had a pastor friend of mine back in the 90s. He came up to Alaska with us. The man had heart problems, very bad heart problems. I didn't even know this, but he had very bad heart problems. He came up in the meetings, and I would lay hands on him, and the power of God would knock him on the floor. And he was up for like 2 weeks, and he spent 2 weeks on the floor. I mean, when I looked for him to testify in the meeting, he was on the floor. In actual fact, somebody blessed him one night and they wrote out a check. They didn't know what his name was, but they wrote out a check for $1,000 and they put a little note on there and they said, to the gray-haired gentleman who always lies on the floor. And that's how they blessed him. That's how they didn't know what his name was, but they wanted to make sure he got it. Listen, he got so intoxicated by the Holy Ghost. He got back to Fort Worth. It took him 6 weeks. Just to sober up. And he realized he was totally healed by the power of God. I didn't even know he was sick. I had no clue. See, but I don't need to know anything. Look, even if I knew what was wrong with you, I couldn't do anything. Amen. I just release the anointing of God into people, and then God does the rest. Hello? And listen, we've seen miracles upon miracle upon miracle. Physical healings in the meetings. I have a friend of mine who's struggled with cancer for many years. We just did a revival this year for them, and I laid hands on him every meeting. You can't even tell it's the same man. Are you listening to me? You can never get enough of the anointing. People say, well, I had that joy stuff 3 years ago, brother. Praise God. Do I need it now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure do. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage and sets the captive free. Hello? It's the anointing. It's the anointing. That's why I lay hands on people like I do, because they're of the anointing. And when I lay hands on people, I'm in expectation. I'm expecting God to do a miracle.
Yes, yes. Thank God, yes.
I'm expecting God to do a miracle. Listen, I don't care what's wrong with you. Jesus is the healer. And if we want to, go out when it's our time, go out at the top of our game. Yeah. Healthy, well. Amen. Yeah. I know men of God that have gone home to be with Jesus, and they call it. Hello. They call it. Yeah. Jesse Duplantis, he tells the story of his father. His father called him up one day and said, why don't you come around and bring the daughter, I can't remember what her name is, bring her daughter over and let me visit with her, because this week I'm going home to be with the Lord. And he's like, come on, Dad, seriously. So they came over, they hung out, there was a Sunday. Monday he visited with other people, Tuesday. And then I think it was like the Wednesday or the Thursday, he said today I'm going home to be with the Lord. She's like, she thought he had gone loopy. And there was a thing that, you know, she was a lot younger than he. And so when they went out to visit people, then you know, if he was tired, then he had a thing that he did, like he, you know, blinked his eye or something at her. And then you know, she would go, okay. And then she would say, you know what, folks, I'm tired. I've got to go home. And then they'd go home. That was the way he'd say, I've got to go. And he said to her, he said, when I go, I'll do that. And when I've done that, I'll go home to be with the Lord. And they were sitting in the bedroom, just sitting talking. And he looked over to her and did that. And minutes later, he was in heaven. Wow. And Brother Jesse, he tells that story. You can find it. It's probably on YouTube somewhere if you go through the millions of videos that he's got out there. But see, to me, that's the way to go. Hello, that's the way to go. So that's what I do in the meeting. I pray for people with an expectation that the healing power, the anointing of God is going to destroy the yoke of bondage and set the captive free. That's why I keep telling you, whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need, you can get in these meetings. Amen. I'm not preaching on marriage, but your marriage can be healed because it's the anointing. Who's the best counselor we could find? Come on. The Holy Spirit, He'll counsel you. He'll sort your wife out in a heartbeat. That went over like a lead balloon. Amen. Only some of you got that, and some of you are like, what is he talking about? You feel the anointing here? I feel the fire of God here right now. I think God wants to do something here tonight. You know, sometimes you want to be in His presence and then just wait a while, just relax, You know, just let God do what he does. Amen. But I feel the fire. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing. Some of you are getting equipped for the ministry right now. God's equipping you for the ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
You have a sweet lady.
I do. Okay. Yes, I do. Lord?
Biggie? The biggie?
Huh?
Biggie baby?
I have no clue. I have no clue, Lord. Touch your Lord with a fresh fire. Holy Ghost fall all over her, Jesus. A sound mind, Lord, a sound mind. Healing power of Jesus. The anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. Sets a captive free. Free, 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 free. 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 Free, 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 free. I say free. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the anointing, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Come here, young man. Come here quickly. I've been watching the Lord touch you here in the meeting. He's been touching you, hasn't he? Huh? Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, thank you for the work you're doing in him. There it is. Thank you. He'll never be the same. Drop a fire in his belly, Lord. Drop a fire in his belly. Drop a fire in his belly, Lord. Drop a fire in his belly, Lord. I said, fire! 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 Put a fire in his belly, Lord. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let him never be the same. Fill him up, Lord Jesus. Touch him, change him, saturate him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What? Huh? Looks like you're getting ready to run away. I'm not sure what you're trying to do. Lord,
yes.
I'm talking to him.
I know.
You okay? You happy? Lord. Touch her, Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
Touch her, Lord. That's what you get for fighting. She with you?
Yes.
Come here. Come right over here. Right over there. Lift your hands to heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know them? Huh? Come over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. Don't lift your hands to heaven. People say, I don't know them. I don't know them. I don't know who they are. Dear lady, step out here in the aisle. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Do you know her, sir? Yeah. Oh, I step in the aisle. I hope you know her because you were sitting pretty close to her. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Get him, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Get them both drunk, Lord. Get them both drunk. You know, couples that drink together stay together. Amen. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Isn't he just wonderful?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
One, two, three, four. Come here quickly, all four of you, quickly. Quickly come. Oh, well, she wasn't one of the four, but now there's five. These are not drunk as you suppose. They just filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name. Watch it now. The lady has already been hit by a semi-truck. You don't want to put that lady on top of her. My God. Are you okay, dear lady? Huh? Did you get a kick in? No, leave her now. She's okay. She's already been hit by somebody. Lady, you just hit this lady on the head. Are you okay? Well, look, if you get drunk, you won't know about it. Amen. We have no video footage to prove it either. Jesus. There it is. Sir, what are you doing back there? I called you out a long time ago. Are you trying to hide away over there? Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Lord, with a fresh fire, Jesus. Give him a fresh anointing, Lord. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Isn't this wonderful? You want some? Come here quickly. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord. Get them both drunk, Lord. Get them both drunk, Jesus. Get them filled, saturated. No, that's what I'm talking about. What about the two of you? You want some? See, in some states I say that, people look at me like, what you talking about? But in Texas, I suppose that's a little Texas talk. I don't even know what it is. You can stand right over there. Lift your hands to heaven. Watch her now. Watch her. Watch her now. Gentlemen, be careful. She's not a sack of potatoes. Get him, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Saturate him, Lord. Bring him down over here. Lift your hands to you. Oh, lift it. Close your eyes. Lord. There it is. There it is. Right now. That's it there. Jesus' name. Fill him up, Lord. Get him drunk in the spirit. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here, sir. Both of you, come quickly. Come over this side here. Young lady, come here quickly. Both of you young ladies, come here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, I thank you for a fresh anointing. Fresh fire. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. There it is. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dankie, Here Jesus, for the Heilige Geest. No, I wasn't speaking in tongues. I was saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Dankie, Here Jesus, for the Heilige Geest. Jesus. Don't go to heaven till I get there. Don't go to heaven till I get there. Let's start over here, gentlemen. She's pushing the kids over. All right, kids, lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, thank you for your touch. Thank you for the touch of heaven, Jesus. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Fill them up, Lord. Saturate them. Saturate them. Saturate them. Saturate them, Lord. Saturate them. Saturate them, Jesus. Let them never be the same. Let them never be the same. Let a fire. Let a fire burn in their belly, Lord. Let a fire burn in their belly, Jesus. Let a fire burn in their belly, Lord. Let a fire burn in their belly, Jesus. I've never had so much fun, my Lord. Go to church and have fun. Oh, hallelujah. Come, both of you. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, I thank you right now for the touch of heaven. Thank you for what you've done in their lives tonight. Bring an increase, Lord. Bring an increase. Bring an increase.